7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode. And as always, I'm joined here by Tim and Tom. Today, we are talking 2018 NFL mock draft. We have part one, which is going to be the first round of our NFL mock draft. And then we are also going to have another episode after this one that you guys can all listen to. We're going to have round two after that. But this episode, round one only.
That is some high-quality counting you got there, you punk-ass honky. Part one, number one. Part two, number two. I like it.
I'm just happy to be back here. Kind of destroyed Josh's house earlier. He's moving furniture, getting new stuff.
We come over for the podcast to come down to the Pony Cake Sports Studio, and he's like, hey, guys, can you help me lift this couch? All right, that's fine. But he puts himself on the push side, like some type of asshole.
I'm just trying to steer the ship. Just saying, hey.
Jesus.
Dude, that couch is heavy as hell. So.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, it's
we don't
not
care,
very
we
light.
We just
so.
Jacked up your fucking house. I don't care.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and start this off. We are going to go ahead and tell everybody we did not do any trades. Even though somebody tried to do a trade.
I
want to
let everyone know.
No trades.
We got to the fourth pick with no mentions of no trades. Nothing. And then I make a trade, and these two assholes aren't like, hey, Tim, let's not do trades. They're like, oh, you fucking moron, what's the matter with you? Go die in a fire, bitch. And I was like, what the hell, you guys?
If I could have done a trade, I would have. But
me
you
too.
Know what? I didn't do it because I'm not an idiot. Yeah, I know how it works.
But you guys actually, no
trade. That's exactly what I thought of when I saw trade alert. And I'm like, idiot, what are you doing?
Why couldn't we never specify it?
Yeah, I would have traded out of pick one then.
I'm gonna change my pick right now.
Tim, if you didn't quit the last mock like you did because your boyfriend didn't go number one, you would have realized how we've been doing these mocks all offseason. We discussed this last time. We're going to save the trades for our own personal mock drafts.
So, with that being said, again, Tim doesn't partake in the mock drafts that me and Tom do. So, we had to appease him.
So, they went.
We had to appease him and give him the first overall pick so he can make his guy the number one pick. With that being said, pick number one is on the clock, Tim. It is the Cleveland Browns, no trade. Who are you taking?
There were three choices and three choices alone for the number one overall pick. And it's either Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen.
Baker Mayfield.
Or Saquon Barkley. That's it. That's it. No debate. One of those three guys. I went with my personal favorite. Yes, the guy who I think is the obvious choice because of one Rosen's issues with Cleveland that he says are not issues. Give me Sam Darnell. I'm not throwing at the combine, but I'm getting drafted number one overall.
I could totally see this happening. Most pro scouts out there on the Twitter universe are saying that he is the number one guy in scouting
smart
circles. I don't agree with them right now. I think he's got a lot to work on. He's got to fix his mechanics before his pro day. That's why he's scared to throw at the combine. Obviously, he hasn't fixed that long windup that he has, but he is one hell of an athlete. He has a killer arm. Likes to kind of be the hero out there a little too much, but he wasn't surrounded with the greatest team this year. His receivers weren't the greatest, but I'm not going to hate on this pick at all.
Fact. Gabriel Iglesias made the song Hero for Sam Darnold. Fact.
I don't think that's true, Tim.
Fact. Look it up.
I love how Tim uses facts like all the time. And he's like, Andrew Luck killed 12 kids to surgically repair his arm.
I never said that.
It's not true, Tim.
I think with the Sam Darnold news of not throwing at the combine may open the door for possibly Josh Rosen to become the number one pick. But if he does have a good pro day, Sam Darnold-wise, I think that Cleveland will end up picking Sam. I cannot throw a football, Darnold.
For the record, and just because of how much you guys bash me, if Josh Rosen finds a way to repair his image, or if he has a great interview, if it comes out that you know him and the Cleveland brass got along great, and I do expect the Browns to go with Josh Rosen. It's just more of, even you heard Rosen today try to defend himself, and exactly. I never said, yeah. He still came off. He was never like, I would love to play for the Cleveland Browns if they drafted me one overall. It still seems like there, maybe I'm reading too much into it. It still seems like there's too much of that Eli to San Diego thing here with Rosen in Cleveland. If they repair it, Rosen goes one.
I think that's a very good comparison, and I think that's why he came out and did say that, because now the Giants are on the clock, pick number 2 overall, and this would be the spot that Josh Rosen would want to go to, right? He would not want to go to Cleveland. Will you stop stabbing the beer? He would not want to go to Cleveland, so he's going to come out and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I would go there. So he wants to go to the Giants, but you know what? The Giants pass on him because I think they still think they have a little bit left in the tank in Eli, and they're going to go with the best player available on the offensive side besides the quarterback position, and that is one Saquon Barkley, running back.
Yeah, right now Saquon is the highest rated player we have on our big board. We haven't finished everything, but I highly
doubt. We have a big board? I'm kidding.
But he's a stud. The only way you really find negative things about him are if you're nitpicking. He's a game changer. Would be a little worried about him running behind that offensive line. But you got to look at the offensive line that he has been running behind at Penn State. They haven't been good, and he's still been a playmaker. Just imagine him with Evan Engram and Odell Beckham Jr. Good Lord. Good luck trying to stop that offense, even with an old, decrepit Eli Manning.
I love Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley could be the first overall pick. With that said, I hate him going to New York. Actually, on Friday, I believe it was, on one of the social media platforms, I got an extremely long argument about why Saquon Barkley shouldn't go. The Giants have so many needs in terms of the near future in quarterback. That defensive side of the ball that ended up having, they gave up, they had the bottom half of interceptions. They were third worst in sacks, and I think they gave up they were tied for last in points given up or something like that. Definitely bottom three for the entire league. So much work to do on the bottom half. I could see them trading back here, like you guys referenced. It has to be QB, or I wouldn't mind them going with Bradley Chubb in this spot. You mentioned the offensive line. I don't think that they should go with any offensive lineman this early. In my eyes, it should be either Rosen in this situation or a Bradley Chubb.
Interesting take, Tim. With the third overall selection, I got the Colts selecting Bradley Chubb. You know, it's kind of obvious right now. This is probably the pick they should make if they stay at number 3. They definitely need an edge rusher. They got Jabal Sheard. That's about it right now. They got Terrell Basham. They need a guy that could put constant pressure on the opposing quarterback. That's something they have been lacking since the glory days with Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis. So the pick right now, if they stay at 3, they have to go Chubb.
Tom and I have done hundreds upon hundreds of picks between NFL draft mocks and fantasy draft mocks, and never, ever have Tom and I been on such of the same page as we are with Bradley Chubb becoming a member of the Indianapolis Colts. I think it's the only thing we might have ever agreed upon in our whole entire life.
Most likely.
I love it.
But with that being said, they'll probably take somebody else.
See, I just...
If they stay at 3 and Chubb's there, I don't think they're passing him. I like Minka, I don't think he's going to be an outside corner full-time. He might be able to play there occasionally. Might go with Quentin Nelson.
He's not pure enough at a position. And if they go 2 overall with the guard, sweet mother of God, that is a scary thought.
I wouldn't hate it, but what's the difference of getting an all-pro? If you think he's an all-pro guard, what's the difference of getting him at 3 or 20? Really, there's really not a difference. You got an all-pro player. That's how I'm thinking it. The Redskins drafted Brandon Scherff at 5 overall.
Yep.
And they don't hate that pick looking back at it. They weren't too thrilled about it, all the fan base originally, but he's a stud.
I hear you. I will am up again with the Browns, thank God. I was waiting for you to say...
I feel like that's every time. And I am up.
I was waiting for you to say something about Bradley Chubb.
No, it's the pick.
The Cleveland Browns are up. I was hoping, obviously, Saquon would be there. This is the pick that I tried to trade. They yelled at me and screamed at me and told me no. I almost took Josh Rosen as well, just to really piss off Josh and Tom and ruin the whole mock. But I did not. I went with Minka Fitzpatrick. I know you're seeing this throughout mocks everywhere. if Saquon Barkley is still there, like many of those mocks have anticipated, I cannot see a way that the Browns don't that the Browns take Minkah Fitzpatrick over Saquon Barkley. I don't see it. If you're telling me with your first four picks you have Sam Darnold and friggin' Saquon Barkley?
Well, Saquon Barkley was picked, so.
I'm just referring to the other mocks, Josh. In terms
we're
of
doing
Minkah,
our mock, bro.
In
our
terms
mock.
Of Minkah at four, listen, he's a good player. I'm just a little bit concerned about where he's going to play. I think using a fourth overall pick on someone that doesn't have a defined position is a little bit nerve-wracking in my eyes.
Yeah, the big thing with the Browns, they kind of took that guessing game last year with Jabril Peppers, a safety slash slot corner slash linebacker. You didn't know what position he was in, and this would be kind of the same situation that they're putting themselves in here. So it's very difficult to see them do that. And in my opinion, if Saquon is gone at two or three and Chubb is gone, this is like you said, Tim, this is a spot Cleveland's going to try to trade down from. And the teams that you're looking at, you're going to be looking at the Miami Dolphins. You're going to be looking at the Jets. You're going to be looking at the Arizona Cardinals.
For the record, everyone, the Jets is the team that I had the Browns trading with.
And as well, we had Kirk Cousins going to the Vikings.
Oh yeah,
I about forced that upon.
You can make free agency things happen, but I can't make a fucking trade.
Anything else on Minkah, Tom?
That's all I got.
All right, I am up with pick number five, and the Denver Broncos are on the clock, and Josh Rosen is falling to them perfectly, exactly how they want, but they end up taking Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma. And reason
dumbass
being,
alert, dumbass alert.
Reason being is, and I feel like I stated my case in our text message very decently.
I didn't read it.
Okay, well, regardless. So he's done nothing but build his stock up in this offseason. Senior Bowl, everybody's loved him in the Senior Bowl, played very well. And the fact that the Denver coaching staff wanted him on their team so they can go ahead and take a closer look at him. I think with all that being said, Baker Mayfield is the pick over Josh Rosen.
I don't hate the pick. I don't think they would take Rosen over him personally. But Baker, he's my number one ranked quarterback in this class right now. I think he could step up, be a starter day one. Yeah, he doesn't have the greatest size in the world, but we've seen the likes of Drew Brees, Russell Wilson survive in the NFL and be fine, being right around 6 foot. He's got a big enough arm. He's mobile enough. I really like what Baker Mayfield brings to the table for the Broncos.
Brees and Wilson are both the exceptions, not the rule. And Baker Mayfield, I don't believe, is going to translate very well to the NFL. Just my personal opinion. Had a hell of a college career. He's got the attitude. He was one of my favorite college football players. Loved his attitude. Loved his swagger. Loved this, you know, throwing the flag in Ohio State. I love the junk grabbing. You know, I think that's all just attitude and swagger. I just don't think that he's going to translate. And I hate the fact that you believe, both of you believe, that the Broncos would take Baker Mayfield in front of Josh Rosen and be right in doing so. I think that's just obnoxious and absurd.
Interesting. Because I just said I think they would take Rosen over.
Oh, you said it backwards.
Well,
I promise you.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
That
explains that.
Number six overall, New York Jets. They're selecting quarterback Josh Allen.
I thought that the Baker Mayfield pick would be my least favorite one, and then you came with this.
You're pissed.
I just don't understand what your thought process here. Like, if we're doing a serious mock draft.
Yes.
In what they have a quarterback right now on their roster that's the first one in 25 years or even longer than that to not play one snap or start one game through 2 years, right? In Hackenberg?
Yep.
And now you're telling me that they're going to take on another guy who isn't pro ready, that's going to need to be seasoned. I just don't get it. Why would they do that? Why would at that spot?
Josh Allen brings a lot to the table. I'm not the biggest fan in the world of him, but by far the strongest arm in this class. He's got the size you're looking for. He's got the mobility, the athleticism. He's been in a pro style offense. I think there's a lot of things there that scouts are going to love. Everything I'm reading is scouts absolutely love him and keep hearing people bash on Rosen. If I was drafting for the Jets and I was a GM, I would take Rosen over him. but there are a lot of things you would have to like as a scout for Josh Allen.
Who did you compare him to earlier today, Josh?
Pip.
Phillip Rivers. Yeah.
Phillip Rivers. I've heard that. But then you also hear the Jamarcus Russells. Who did you mention last week, Tom?
Jake Locker.
I mean, there's so many guys who...
Yeah, and those are all guys with very huge arms. They were drafted. Jamarcus Russell was throwing the ball from his knees, 80 yards or whatever
My point is, I feel like teams tend to fall in love with just these monster arm, projects.
So you don't think it could happen again? What? It happens all the time.
It does.
Teams fall in love with that arm. Oh. And that's why I took him here.
Because that's what, not the biggest thing with Paxton Lynch, but
he had a monster
arm as well, yeah. And that was what a lot of people loved about him.
I think specifically the Jets. Again, I look at organization and where they're at, right? Last year, they kind of finally tore it all down. They had a great draft last year, a smart draft last year. This year, again, they're continuing to tear down the old pieces, get young. I just see them trying to play it safe. If a Josh Rosen is there at 6, in my eyes, they're playing it safe. If Allen's the only one left at 6, if the other 4 are gone, then I can they're gonna try to get a quarterback for the future. But with Josh Rosen on the board, I think it's outrageous. I digress. Moving on to number 7, Josh's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen, this is a team with a lot of needs, specifically in the manners department, but. On the offensive line, they need some help. Defense, both linebacker and in the secondary. I went with a little bit different here. Josh, you didn't really say anything after I made this pick. I was a little bit surprised, but I think that they need to go corner. I think that's their biggest need right now. Didn't Grimes retire?
No.
Is he a free agent?
No, his wife probably beat him.
I believe
forcing him to play.
He might be a free agent. So I have them going with one Denzel Ward. Out of Ohio State, the biggest knock on him is his size. Everyone says that he's much smaller. He's only about an inch shorter, and obviously we're waiting for the combine measurables, but an inch shorter than the average size of a cornerback in the NFL. Maybe five pounds lighter as well. He can still kind of grow into that position. If you go back to the main tape I watched for him, which I think is important, was Ohio State versus Indiana. Him versus Simi Cobbs Jr. Monster body wide receiver. You're going to see the Simi Cobbs style wide receiver on a Denzel Ward, who potentially can be a number one corner in the NFL. He did give up a touchdown, but he also had, I believe, 3 pass deflections and an interception to go along with 8 tackles. He scares away from physicality a little bit at times. I'd like to see him a little bit more physical, but I like Denzel Ward a lot, and I think he would be a perfect fit for what Tampa Bay needs.
Denzel Ward's a dog. The only thing I'm worried about with mocking him to Tampa is what Tampa we've seen from Tampa in the past in the first round. Look, they drafted Vernon Hargraves. He's been all right, but he's a slot corner, and they were expecting him to be able to transfer to the outside and be able to handle the big physical outside receivers, and he hasn't been able to show the ability to do that. Are they going to draft another undersized corner? Yeah, he's 5'11", only an inch, but an inch makes a difference. I know our wives and girlfriends tell us that all the time, right, Tim? But Denzel Ward, I think he's the best corner in this draft, and I think he's going to test through the roof, and I think he will be the first cornerback taken in this draft. I'm not sure if Tampa's going to draft another undersized corner.
Josh, I want to hear your opinions, and then I have something to say.
Tampa Bay is hoping and praying one of two things happen. Bradley Chubb or Minka Fitzpatrick slide, or if they... I like that's one of the two things. One of those two guys have to slide for them to feel completely comfortable. If not, I think we're going to see Tampa Bay trade back in this spot. But Denzel Ward, what is he, 5'11", right?
He's actually 5'10". Average size is 5'11".
Me, personally, looking at that, I would have went Joshua Jackson. Joshua Jackson, 6'1", a little bit taller. And again, to Tom's point, the smaller DB, we see what has happened to Hargraves. He's played it okay.
He's a good slot receiver.
Yeah.
Corner.
But at the same time, I'd rather take Joshua Jackson at that spot if I'm going to take a corner over Denzel Ward. But also, I'm kind of a little indifferent on Denzel Ward just for the fact that he didn't play in the bowl game, whatever.
Smart
and
man.
The other thing that you could do, Quentin Nelson at that spot. Yep. So, honestly, you want an edge rusher because that is what they freaking need. They were talking about pulling people out of retirement to come on their defensive line. But
Simeon Rice.
Yeah, there is no edge rusher after Bradley Chubb, in my opinion, that should be taken right there at that spot. So you got to go corner, got to go Quentin Nelson. Maybe it's got to be.
Josh,
one of those
what are your
two.
Thoughts? I believe our last mock that we all did. That's the other. I believe I had Arden Key here. What are your thoughts? He's kind of fallen off. I know he fell drastically in this mock for us. Do you still think he's an option?
I think he's an option, but I think at that you're not going to take him at 7. Yeah, I mean, you can trade back to 11 with Miami and get some capital, and then take Arden Key if you feel like you want to. I feel like that would make sense, but I don't know why Miami would move up to 7, and take a quarterback.
Question I have for both of you.
You know what you do? Trade with Buffalo. Trade with Buffalo, get Arden Key at 21 or 22, and then Buffalo can take the last quarterback remaining.
That would be ideal for the Bucks or the Bears, in my eyes.
Yeah, it'd be ideal for even the Niners.
Yeah.
Question for you guys. Who ends up being the better cornerback in the NFL? Denzel Ward or Minka Fitzpatrick?
I don't think Minka's going to play primarily corner, so
okay,
it'd be Denzel.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of rumor there that the team's going to draft him to play cornerback.
Yeah.
They're going to draft him to play slot corner is what they're going to do. He's not, in my opinion, he's not an outside corner. I don't think I see that. Okay. I just don't see it.
Josh?
Moving on. We got the Chicago Bears. I'm going to go with linebacker because everybody's either been cut or has been ready to get cut. Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker. I just think it really makes sense where it's at. Tim, I know you weren't very fond of that pick, but they have been cleaning house, and they need help on that linebacker core. And out of the other linebackers that I have available, I think he's the best one out of them all. I mean, that's just what I have.
Yeah, come draft day, he'll still be 19 years old. Absolutely crazy. He's 6'5" already, close to 250 pounds. He's fast. Not the greatest in man coverage. But in college, they really don't ask their linebackers to do that a whole lot. Needs to work on his football IQ a little bit, but definitely a young player. But really, the ceiling is through the roof with this kid, and I think he'll be fine in Vic Fangio's 3-4.
Yeah, after saying I hated the pick to you, Josh, I watched more of his tape. Like you mentioned, Tom, I mean, the ceiling is through the roof. He's got so much potential. You know someone like Vic Fangio is looking at him like, God, I can make him be the player that I want. And that part excites me. It's just, again, at only 19, it does not seem like he's very smart on the field, to be perfectly honest with you.
Seems like he's guessing a lot. His instincts aren't great.
Exactly. Just
it got better, though.
Going off of his natural-born talent than any type of, not that that's a bad thing, but other than outside of his football, just IQ. With as many needs as they have, you know, you mentioned Nelson to the Bucks. I think if you're going to take a risk on a guy or on a position that's, you know, potentially a little bit early at that 8 spot, I think I would prefer it be on Quentin Nelson. Secure that up, put it out there that, you know, you're protecting your quarterback, and then go and get a wide receiver and address the linebacker position in free agency.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson was definitely in the running. I mean, I even discussed it afterwards, but I think you need help on that defensive side of the ball. I think you just need to do it. I mean, we've seen the Bears go out and try to get some free agents to come in and plug and play, and some of them have panned out, some of them haven't. But I think that Tremaine Edmonds, I think you need somebody as a linebacker. Danny Trevathan might not even be there. Who else did they just cut?
Jarrell Freeman.
Yep. Freeman, and then somebody else is gone or about to be gone.
Mel
McPhee got cut. Yeah. You need a linebacker. Believe me, I like Sam Acho. But the thing is, he is not fucking good. Like, need somebody there. Put somebody in there.
They're almost done trimming the fat in Chicago. I think they got one guy left. They got an offensive lineman.
Mike Glennon still.
Oh, they definitely got Glennon. Yeah. And then they got Grasso, left tackle, who's just a
Wasn't Grasso a center at one point?
Grasso's literally.
Didn't he come from Oregon? Oregon, and then he went to the Saints,
hell.
Right?
He came from hell to ruin my life. That's what he did. That's one of the worst linemen I've ever seen in my life.
Next up.
With the 9th overall selection, the San Francisco 49ers select a guy we just talked a lot about, Mr. Quentin Nelson, offensive guard from Notre Dame, one of the cleaner prospects in this class. You have a lot of people right now. Is a guard worth being picked in the top 10? Yes, it is. His ceiling and his floor are both extremely high. He's got the potential to step in day one and be a top five guard in this league. He's a Taekwondo master. That's what he really says. That's a lot of what makes him so good at football. And he's so fun to watch. Complete mauler, dominant in the run game, and he'd fit perfectly in San Francisco's system.
Quentin Nelson is probably in my the offensive guard position. It's not very quote unquote valuable in the NFL. It's not tackle. It's just crazy to me. Quentin Nelson is the definition of why the eye test is important. Quentin Nelson is a bad, bad man who controls everybody, consistently keeps his feet under him, keeps his base, and just controls all situations. Does not seem like he ever gets too excited. In my eyes, Quentin Nelson is a top three overall player in this entire draft. You mentioned earlier that if a team can get an all pro guard for the next 10 years, people have been saying, numerous people, Nelson is he's not a tackle, but he's gonna go and be in the Pro Bowl probably for the next 10 years and just consistently be the best at his position. Any pick in the top 10, whoever takes Quentin Nelson, bravo. You just got a guy who's going to keep his nose to the grindstone and just do nothing but make Pro Bowls.
Just go ask a Cowboys fan if they would take Zach Martin in the top 10 of an NFL draft. They would say 100% exactly. Yes.
He's a plug-and-play guy. Yep. You're going to stick him in there, and he's going to be a starter from day one, and you're not going to have to worry about that from right there.
And specifically, if you're on a team who's had issues running the football, forget about it.
Agreed.
Just run right behind him.
Jesus. And I am up again, Josh. I know you love it when I say that.
It's every three picks.
And I guess it's my pick.
Well, because I
talk. Team, you're up. Pick number 10, Oakland Raiders.
Thanks, Josh. I have the Oakland Raiders. Thought about it. What can we do? I know you could go a linebacker. They need some secondary help there as well. I decided to help one Derek Carr. And I thought, what better way than to go with another Notre Dame boy, Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle. Listen, McGlinchey struggled in some of Notre Dame's big games last year. I would go almost as far to say is that he regressed a little bit last year. But with the potential, with the big games that he's played in, with the top talent he's played against, he has proven that he has the ability to, in my opinion, be the best tackle of this draft. And he deserves to be the number one overall pick. You put him there, you give Derek Carr help re-secure. When was Derek Carr best? When that offensive line was shutting everyone down. McGlinchey's a guy, especially when it's in a good situation where you know he's got guys who are going to surround him, make his life easier. McGlinchey's the type of guy who is going to just fill his role and be a dominant guy. So I think he'd be a great pick for Oakland.
Mike McGlinchey started off the season just loving everything about him, and then the Miami game happened, the Georgia game, and he just seemed to really struggle with speed. I don't think he's got the footwork or the ability to handle that speed in the NFL at the left tackle position. I think he'll be a fine right tackle. That's the only only reason I don't like this pick. You're drafting a guy that really doesn't have the potential, in my eyes, to be a left tackle. And if you're taking a tackle in the top 10 of the NFL draft, you would like them to have the ability to slide to the left side and be able to perform at a high level as well. He's my third rated tackle. Still worth a first-round pick in my eyes. And I think this pick would make the Raiders better overall, though.
I agree that the pick is offensive tackle. What I'm trying to wrap my head around is if it's Mike McGlinchey or Orlando Brown or what's his face?
Connor Williams.
So that's where I'm indifferent on. But I do agree that offensive tackle is the pick to make here because Oakland does need a little bit of help on the offensive side. But when Tom is talking about the possibility of sliding over to the right to the left, that is ideal if you're taking somebody in the top 10, especially an offensive tackle like that. But at the same time, it's a need, and they need an offensive tackle. The other option you could have went here is maybe linebacker if you felt really good about it. Reuben Foster, we don't know the situation with Reuben from here on out. Getting
he's with San Francisco.
I'm sorry, totally fucked that up. My bad. Yeah, my bad. I was looking at San Francisco. My bad. But regardless, Oakland could go linebacker.
To be fair, though, to your point, I was also you're just thinking inside linebacker.
Yeah.
So was I. To me, it was between McGlinchey or Raekwon Smith.
Everyone's been putting Trumaine and Roquan right back to back with San Fran and Oakland.
So. Yep.
That's all I got for that.
Josh, you're up.
Yep. Number 11, the Miami Dolphins.
You fucking turd.
On the clock. Quarterback Josh Rosen slides all the way down to the Miami Dolphins, and I just got them going with him.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Huh?
That is the sound of all of the washing machines in the city of Miami running at the same time because that whole city simultaneously came in their pants when Josh Rosen fell all the way to 11 to the Dolphins.
If Josh Rosen slides all the way there, Miami Dolphins are sitting pretty good. I think they got to be extremely happy that they did not have to trade
the
up.
The most absurd scenario I've even seen.
I think it could happen, though.
He could interview terribly.
Oh, you're right.
He could walk in and go, "Hey, Josh, how you doing today? Well, my dick is huge, and I'm ready to play quarterback." And then they go, "Oh, you know what? We don't fucking want Josh Rosen."
Or they'd be like, "Hey, that guy's got a big dick."
Or they could see that. But that's the fucking shit with Josh Rosen. We could see that happen.
Josh Rosen, if Josh Rosen ends up in Miami, and the Dolphins don't trade Jarvis Landry.
They're trading him.
And they have to. For salary cap reasons, they have to. But still, Josh Rosen and Devontae Parker together? Amazing. Love it.
Tim, would you do this deal if you were the Bears?
Let me hear it.
Jarvis Landry and 111 for 1-8.
Absolutely.
I could see something like that happen.
Absolutely. For sure.
I would definitely do that.
Sign me up.
I really don't see Rosen falling in the top 10. That's just how this mock went. Crazy shit happens in mocks.
Yeah,
but
it only went like that because I only get to pick once every three times.
He is a quarterback, though, that could slide because of personal issues.
And if I was
and
Cleveland,
his intangibles.
I would do that, too.
Steak dinner bet, Josh Rosen does not get drafted behind Baker Mayfield.
No.
Oh, my God. You have Baker Mayfield as your number one overall quarterback. God, you are a schmuck.
But
you are just a schmuck.
Who looks like a quarterback?
Yeah. Well, probably both of them.
No, who looks more like an NFL quarterback? Josh Rosen does. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. He's got that
reasoning.
NFL body. He's got a great arm.
Moving on.
With the 12th pick, the Cincinnati Bengals select
his movie voice.
Offensive tackle. My number one tackle in this class, Connor Williams. A lot of people are hating on him right now. His 2017...
Stop, Peyton's bad.
Yeah, very true. His 2017 film wasn't the greatest. Struggled in that Maryland game, but when he came back, he looked like the old Connor Williams. He put on the 2016 tape, and he looks like a stud at the left tackle position. I really think he's got the potential to be a solid left tackle in the league right now. If not, moving to right tackle, could play interior. But he's got a nice mean streak, great pass protector, very good in the run game. I just love him overall as a prospect.
I like it. Definitely a spot of need for the Bengals. The Bengals should use probably their first two or three picks all on offensive line. I don't know if I would have gone with him or Orlando Brown at this point, to be perfectly honest with you. I know you are absolutely in love with Connor Williams, Tom.
Very true.
I think that has a lot to do with your prior Hook'em Horns fandom, but I digress. I'm okay with the pick.
I'm fine with it. It's got to be an offensive lineman of some sort. If it's not a tackle, it's going to be an offensive guard, but if it's an offensive guard, they better be trading down. Because after Quentin Nelson, I don't think a guard should be picked until probably after 20.
Cincinnati is praying that a a quarterback, running back, you know, kind of like last year where we saw a bunch of, you know, just a run of teams jumping up. They are praying that happens, and somehow a Quentin Nelson falls to them at 12. They would cry tears of joy. And number 13, I have the Washington Redskins. Listen, they're going to be in a spot where they just need to take the best player available, in a spot of somewhat of a need at least. Listen, Derwin James at this point, no-brainer. They need help in the secondary. The dude's physical. He's big. He can play right away. They're going to get great value at that spot in a Derwin James. Derwin James realistically could be a top 10 pick.
Oh, yeah.
would not be surprised to see that happen. So it's possible. But Derwin James to Washington here, it's kind of it's a safe pick, but still a great pick for them.
Washington loves their safeties ever since Sean Taylor, the great Sean Taylor. That whole fandom has loved safeties, and Derwin James could be that.
The great Sean Taylor.
He was one of the best safeties of all time. Tim, quit hating on Sean Taylor.
He messed up that punter at the Pro Bowl.
But Derwin James, great against the run, great when he's playing inside the box, when he can play downhill. Not the best in coverage, but that's not what they're going to be asking him to do there in Washington. He would help out that defense tremendously, especially against the run, facing teams like Dallas. In this case, if the Giants got a Saquon Barkley and the Eagles, who also like to run the football a lot, this would be a big-time move for them. And I really think James is going to kill the combine. This dude's a monster, freak athlete, kind of struggled this year, had a little bit of injury issues, but I like Derwin James as a prospect.
Yeah, I think we could have seen the Washington go a couple different routes here. Linebacker if they really wanted to, D-line as well, but adding Derwin James, again, another Florida State guy that is just playing very well. So Derwin James, again, like you said, Tim, a safe pick, but I think it's a very good pick as well. I am up. Pick number 14, Green Bay Packers are on the board. Got a couple different ways I can go here. Offensive line is one. Linebacker is another. But I went corner on this. I know they drafted Kevin King last year, but I'm going to go with cornerback Joshua Jackson out of Iowa. 6'1". Can really defend, and the Packers, in my opinion, the biggest need out of all of those positions have to be cornerback, and I think they have to address it.
Yeah, if there was an edge rusher that I think was worth the pick, I probably would crucify you for not taking him, but really, there isn't. Joshua Jackson, he's a ball hawk. That's what he does. He gets interceptions. I believe he led the nation in turnovers and interceptions this year, and that's what the Packers need, especially when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. They need to rebuild that defense, get those young cornerbacks in there who can create turnovers and get some stops for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Teams have just been able to move the ball at will on that team, and I like the pick of Joshua Jackson.
I love this pick. I hate the Green Bay Packers. Hope that whoever they pick breaks a toe. But Joshua Jackson is a fantastic player. I love when Big Ten players kind of have that attitude, that swagger. Joshua Jackson's got that at the cornerback position. Played extremely well. Stock continued to rise all season long. One of the better corners in all of football. So I would think that would fit to Tom's point. It's just not a very deep edge rushing class right now. So this Joshua Jackson pick is perfect.
Number 15, the Arizona Cardinals select offensive tackle Orlando Brown. He's a physical specimen. 6'8", 340 pounds, played left tackle at Oklahoma. I think he's got the ability to do the same thing in the NFL. His daddy played football in the NFL. Cardinals, they need to improve that offensive line. Right now, they don't have a quarterback on the roster, so most likely they will get a subpar or average quarterback. They're going to have to rely on Mr. David Johnson to carry the tote and carry that team. If they want to win football games, they need to improve that offensive line. One of the bigger, weaker weaknesses of that team right now.
Arizona's going to be looking to trade up. That's the facts of the matter, in my opinion. Teams like the Bears, like the Knights, if there's at 8 and there's a Baker Mayfield or a Josh Allen still there, you have to trade. You have to make that trade. Don't hate the pick. Don't love the pick. Kind of indifferent, to be honest, Tom.
I agree. If there is quarterback available at one of those spots, say the Bears or, even Tampa Bay at that spot, you got to be looking at Arizona to try to move up to get one of those quarterbacks. But with that being said, you're not taking a quarterback here at 15, in my opinion, because who's left? Falk, Lamar Jackson, and Mason Rudolph. Those guys are not. Those guys are not worth a pick at pick 15 right there. Mason Rudolph is very slow, so I doubt that. But not
he's a slot.
Not worth a pick at that spot. So the next best course of action would be an offensive line mid at that spot. So I do agree with you, because I also think we're going to see Arizona. They're going to either get A.J. McCarron or Case Keenum.
Yep.
It's going to be one of them. Which one? I'm not sure.
Yep. Help protect them.
Yep.
Number 16, I have the Baltimore Ravens. This is one of Josh's least favorite picks. I
hate it.
But in my opinion, listen, Baltimore addressed that defensive side of the ball, took a bunch of attitude, swagger, personal foul type players last year, and we all said they had that Baltimore swagger. And for the most part, they played much better even than I thought they were going to, in all honesty. They played great. Who's a quarterback, corner from Alabama?
Marlon Humphrey.
Thank you. Marlon Humphrey played out of his mind as a rookie. Played fantastic. So I think they go to the other side of the ball, try to get Joe Flacco some help, and they start at 16 overall, Calvin Ridley falling to them. It's a no-brainer. Best route runner in the draft. Potentially the best hands in the draft. Very athletic. Doesn't necessarily have the size, but he can be a super valuable asset to your team. So I don't see how the Ravens could pass on a Calvin Ridley here.
We all know how Ozzie Newsome and the Baltimore Ravens like drafting the Alabama players. So this makes sense. Most likely, Calvin will be the number one wideout in most people's boards. It's kind of a down year for wideout, but I like the value, personally. I think he might be more of a slot receiver in the NFL, but we see a lot of so-called number one receivers do a lot of damage out of the slot where they get better matchups, and I think Ridley has a chance to be a good solid weapon for that offense. They desperately need it. If they had any sort of offense last year, they probably would have made the playoffs.
My favorite part about mock draft season is it was like 3 weeks ago. People were like, yeah, Ridley might go to the Jets at 6, maybe the Bears at 8. Now it's like a shocking and egregious thing to say he might go 16 to the Ravens. Just mock season.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just
Why don't you? I
don't have a wide receiver going in the first round of somebody unless somebody trades up. I just don't see how and why any team at this point in time wants to take a wide receiver in the first round. And we know it happens every year. Everybody trades up to get a fucking wide receiver. I get it.
Whoa,
it happens.
Bro, F-bombs.
But at the same time, look at some of these wide receivers year after year. Rashard Perriman for the Ravens, example.
That was like hasn't 3 years anything, ago, bro.
But he hasn't done anything.
What about last year? Cooper Kupp, Rams.
But he still wasn't a number one wide receiver. Almost, plus, he was drafted in like the third or fourth round.
100 receptions. Bam.
But at the same time, looking at Josh Doctson. That's another example. He was a first-round pick.
3 years ago. Bam.
I'm just saying, there are wide receivers that have been taken in the first round that have not panned out. I think if you're looking at some of the other wide receivers that are thriving are later-round picks.
Sure.
So I think you're going to see more and more teams wait.
And you also got the Julio Jones of the world.
Whatever.
Calvin Johnson.
8 years ago, Tim.
May have heard of him.
Moving on. We have the L.A. Chargers at pick number 17. And believe me, if Derwin James was here, it'd be my pick, even though they don't really need a safety that bad. I still think that the L.A. Chargers need a safety of the future. But I have them going to go with Vita Vey, defensive tackle. I'm all about Vita Vey right now. I think he can play anywhere on the defensive line in college. At the end of the season, he was playing all across every single technique that you could think of. I think that he is going to be one of the better defensive tackles that come out recently, and I think Vita Vey would be an awesome addition for the Chargers with that already dominant defensive line. Yeah,
Vita Vey sounds like something I'd read off of a menu at a restaurant that I should not be in, like a very high-class, rich people restaurant. But dude is a badass tackle. That's like you said, Josh, all you have to say is Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram with Vita Vey in the middle.
And their defense is kind of weird anyways, because they're classified as a 4-3, but they play more as a 3-4.
Well, and it's
so it's very weird on where you would put him at, but I think he could play anywhere across the board.
A lot of NFL teams now play this hybrid style defense. But listen, if the Chargers have Vita Vea, Melvin Ingram, and Joey Bosa, they're going to find a way to get all three of those guys on the field.
Agreed.
It's 100%. Just, they have to do it. I would love it. I just don't know if the Chargers would necessarily go here with some of the other needs that they have.
Just watch Vita versus Stanford. That's some of the most fun tape I've ever watched. He's just slapping, punching people around, just completely dominant. He's got the ability to be like a Haloti Ngata type player, in all honesty. Better than Danny Shelton. He's not going to run in the 5-6s. Got the ability to play all over the defensive line, like Josh said. Played some of the 5-tech, 3-tech, 0-1, all over the defensive line. He's going to help stop the run, in all honesty.
My other consideration here was offensive line. But you got to think that they are pretty much getting an offensive lineman in this draft anyways. That
would have needed a bit of tackle.
Yeah, exactly. But they're getting an offensive guard back. Coming back from IR last year, who
Forslant,
which we almost agreed could have been possibly one of the best offensive linemen,
Josh,
in the draft.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I did. I forgot about Mr. Lamp. With the next pick, Tom is up. Sorry.
Yeah, Tim, quit trying to steal my pick. I
thought Josh was gonna
both of you hated this pick. Number 18, Seattle Seahawks select edge defender Marcus Davenport from the University of Texas, San Antonio. They must have paid him a lot of money to go there because he should have been a D1, in a Power 5 contract or Power 5 conference type player. He's got the size you're looking for, around 6'6", over 250 pounds. Performed well at the Senior Bowl, had a sack, a forced fumble. I think this pick screams Seattle Seahawks. They need to get pass rush. That's what their defense is based around. And they got Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, a lot of aging defenders. They need to get better on the edge.
Yeah, they resorted to Dwight Freeney last year as well at one point in time. Need somebody. I'm fine with that.
I won't bash this pick if the Seahawks were able to do a lot in free agency.
They're not going to be able to.
Oh, I know, because that's kind of the reason why. Listen, he went to, where do you go, UTEP, University of Texas, San Antonio, whatever. He went there because he can't read. That's why he went there. Let's call a spade here. When you get a 13 on your ACT, you go to a made-up school. I digress. Marcus Davenport, like you said, dude is a physical freak. He's outrageous. But, yeah, the Seahawks need a pass rusher. You know what else they need to do? Find a way to not get Russell Wilson killed. I understand that, you know what, they're not going to get the value at 18 that they should. They might have to reach a little bit. I don't care. Take Isaiah Wynn here. Take Will Hernandez here. Take Billy Price here. Take any of the offensive linemen still on the board. Just you are in Cincinnati Bengals mode, Seattle. You need to get, if you have any type of future with Russell Wilson as your quarterback, if you want Russell Wilson to be your quarterback post-rebuild, because I think we can all admit they're here now, they're in a rebuild. If you want Russell Wilson to still be the guy when the rebuild is done 2 years, 3 years from now, you have to go offensive line first. He can't survive another season like he just went through, where it was literally just his offensive linemen grabbing their chests, falling over and looking up at the lights while Russell Wilson ran around. Can't happen.
I guess.
You know, nothing, Josh?
I said I like the pick. I agree, offensive line, but...
At number 19, the Dallas Cowboys, Tom's least favorite pick of this whole mock, defensive line tackle, De'Ron Payne from Alabama. Listen, it's going to help fill a role that... I understand that the Cowboys, you know, they might end up getting rid of Dez, and they might need wide receiver. Tight end Jason Witten's getting old. I get all that. They need to find a tackle who can stop the run, but also help put pressure on there. Who's the guy that they just tagged, Tom, their edge rusher?
Lawrence.
Thank you. He's a stud. Put Payne on the inside there. You're solidifying your defensive line and setting up the rest of your defense. That back seven, that's not – they're not bad, but they need help up front. They need the pressure on the quarterback in order to be average – at their position, in my personal opinion. Payne gives them the best value at this spot.
I like De'Ron Payne as a player. Absolutely dominant in the college playoffs. I don't think he's a top 20 player right now. I would have much rather seen them address the offensive line. That's been a strong point for that team. And right now they still need a guard. They're going to need a guard. And if I was picking, I would have taken your boy Isaiah Wynn right there. I think that's their strong point. Their offensive line right now, that would have helped their run game. And that's when they've been dominant, is when they've had a dominant offensive line.
I don't understand, though. So you have Dallas that has like somewhat of a need for a guard. So you take Isaiah Wynn. But your last pick, you have Seattle, who literally just needs anyone who knows how to stand there at offensive line.
Is Seattle defense. Does Seattle have an MO of taking offensive line in the first
That's
round?
That's not the point. What do
it's
they need?
It's what I think is going to happen.
What do they need?
They need an edge rusher as well.
Moving on, pick number 20, the Detroit Lions. I could have went edge rusher here. I really thought about putting Arden Key here. That was one big thought I had with the tag of Ziggy Ansah for the offseason. But I'm going to go running back Darius Geis out of LSU. I think that the Lions need an identity. New coach coming into town. New systems left and right. I think they need a running game. I don't think that... God, who's the running back right now? He's so bad I can't remember. Amir Abdullah right now, and the combination of every other running back that they have is not the answer. Darius Geis would give him that identity, would give him a running game, and I think that's the pick for them.
As much as I like the pick, I love Darius Geis as a prospect. He's a tone setter. He's a guy that could change your football team's identity. He's that physical as a prospect. Better than Leonard Fournette at LSU. The season they split carries. But you look at who's running this team right now, who they just brought in as a coach, Matt Patricia, the New England Patriots. They didn't really invest a lot of early draft capital into running back, so I don't think Detroit's going to be doing the same thing. Their GM is from the New England Patriots as well. They invest a lot of early draft capital in the trenches on both sides, and that's where I think they'd be going, or the cornerback spot. But If I was a GM, I'd take Geis there at 20, and I would laugh at everyone in the NFC North.
This is my least favorite pick of the first round. I know I'm lower on Geis than both of you, but to kind of your point, Josh, of other Lions' needs and the struggles that they've had at the running back position, the running back draft class is extremely deep this year, again. For the second time. And you saw a deep draft class last year, and teams succeed with that. I don't think taking Geis here is the way to go, in all honesty. Even if you want to go offensive line here, if you want to even add another edge rusher, there can't be too many of the... There's a lot of different things that the line... If they could have wanted to go wide receiver, even. I know that you hate wide receivers in this draft class, but the wide receiver pool is much, much, much thinner than the running back pool. I just don't think Geis would be able to do for Detroit what people would want him to.
With pick 21, the Buffalo Bills select a player that shouldn't be here. Linebacker Roquan Smith from Georgia. Absolute stud. He's a top 10 player for me on my board. Not really sure why he fell this far. I know Tim isn't as high on him as I am, but he's that modern-day linebacker that teams are going to right now. Not the biggest guy in the world, but boy, can this guy run. Causes havoc. He's a big hitter for someone his size. He's kind of built in that the Deion Jones from the Atlanta Falcons size. He's not the prototypical 6'3", 240-pound back-in-the-day linebacker. But we look at Sean McDermott, the coach of the Bills. When his defense with the Carolina Panthers was extremely successful, look at the linebackers they had with Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly. He definitely values linebackers. And if there's any way Roquan Smith is there at 21, they're going to run to the podium and select him.
You're right about mine. Listen, Roquan Smith... very well could be a top 10 pick, like we mentioned before, like you just mentioned there. My problem is, I feel like people are seeing him as Luke Kuechly. Your perfect comparison, which I think everyone else is seeing. I just don't see it there yet for him. He's a great sideline-to-sideline runner. He had a lot of success in college. I just don't know if he's going to have the durability and the aggressiveness in the NFL to translate to the type of linebacker that a you know, I'm not sure what is it. Is Buffalo a 4-3?
Yes.
Okay, so I mean,
he'd be playing well for him.
You're right. At least then he's being put in a situation to succeed. But that's my other.
Let him run.
Exactly. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, Urlacher. Obviously, he was changing positions, but when he came into the NFL, and you know, why was Urlacher great? Because he just ran sideline to sideline and kept everything in front of him. Raekwon Smith potentially could be that type of linebacker. I'm not sold just yet. I hope I'm wrong. I'm a Georgia fan. Listen, the guy won the Dick Butkus Award this year. You know, is obviously a fantastic college football player. I just don't think that his game translates the right way to the NFL. With the number 22 pick for Buffalo, I kept it in the Georgia family. I went with offensive guard Isaiah Wynn. They're going to need some help there on the line. Trying to drag out LeSean McCoy, trying to figure out is Tyrod Taylor their quarterback. Are they ever going to let Nathan Peterman play in a football game again? Who knows? Isaiah Wynn is the perfect, honestly, he's just the perfect lineman. This is the same argument I've been using with Tom since I brought Wynn up with our very first mock draft. He could, not that he's going to be great at any of all of them, but he can play any position on the line. For teams that have multiple holes, multiple injuries, this is a four-year starter. He's had multiple 1,000-yard rushers behind him. He knows how to play the position. And I think it's genius.
There's a big hole on their offensive line with the retirement of Eric Wood. I would see them drafting maybe like a James Daniels or a Billy Price over Wynn, but you can't go wrong with him. I think Wynn's a pretty solid prospect, pretty clean overall, and kind of been used all over the offensive line. It'll just be interesting to see if he could snap.
Yeah, that'll be the big thing. I was leaving him both together here. Marcell Dareus with him leaving, obviously, last year. I think with the Roquan Smith pick, makes tons of sense. Tom fills an immediate need. Isaiah Wynn is a addition to the offensive line, yes, but I think the Billy Price pick, where I think he could probably play center,
yep.
Or like you said, James Daniels. I mean, I feel like you kind of get more of that center position there filled with Eric Wood retiring, and I don't know if we can see that out of Isaiah Wynn. Maybe it'll be very interesting to see. But maybe Tim knows something we don't.
I was gonna say as well. The only thing I don't like about these two picks for the Bills is, to me, it's two high upside guys, but not anything like, okay, we're filling a need. And it's kind of more so why a team like Buffalo with so many holes could benefit drastically by trading up. Trading these two picks, getting in the top 10, solidifying a big need, and letting another team, you know, reach a little bit. Not that, you know, obviously they're great players, but, you know, take a little bit more of the risk on it at 21 and 22.
Pick number 23, the LA Rams are on the board. And finally, Arden Key, edge rusher. And honestly, I just think that you're going to see it's a culture, right? They just traded for Marcus Peters.
Yep.
They said that they can bring him into the culture. They can bring him in and feel like he's welcome, right? Arden Key, I think that would kind of be one of the same type of players as Marcus Peters.
When you made this pick, I literally laughed out loud at the thought of Arden Key and Marcus Peters in the same locker room.
But that's,
and the debauchery that they would bring to the city of Los Angeles.
But that's the thing. I think that this is a culture. This is a team that would bring them in would hone them in.
Yeah.
So Arden Key. And plus, Arden Key is he's a goddamn very good edge rusher. But so we'll see if he slides anymore. But I think that him to the Rams here is awesome.
I love it. I love your thought process. I mean, all of it just makes too much sense. My only issue is you are setting up an extremely combustible group of players there that, yes, if it works, they're probably a Super Bowl team. But if it doesn't, you're putting your McVay potentially may have his job on the line in 3 years with how bad this could go.
Yeah, if he wants to chance it, Key's the guy.
100%.
If they want to take it and they still want to go edge rusher, Harold Landry.
I love it. I wouldn't be able to get away from that.
Yeah, Wade Phillips. They got Robert Quinn right now. he's due for a pay raise, so he might be leaving. So getting Arden Key there, he could fill in his shoes. He kind of step back this year, kind of learn.
Put him on the outside, Josh Donald.
It'll be nuts. It'll be fantastic in the Wade Phillips system. 100% A-plus pick if the Rams select him right there.
You have a guy who's worried about playing football? Yeah, with Josh Donald and Marcus Peters. You know, I'm pretty sure he'd be all right.
Aaron Donald.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I was thinking baseball. Sorry, guys.
Josh Donaldson.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I'm up. The Carolina Panthers at pick 24. Select Billy Price, offensive guard. There's a very good chance that they're losing their best offensive lineman, Andrew Norwell, into free agency. A big-time hole on that offensive line. So Billy Price, he brings them position flexibility. He can play center, he can play guard. Pretty clean. He's a senior, but I think he's started for 3 years, but been an extremely productive offensive lineman for the Ohio State. They have been churning out those offensive linemen there, especially their interior ones, have been studs. And might not be the biggest need for them, but they do need to replace Andrew Norwell.
Yeah, I was honestly, I don't know what it was about this pick. It makes sense. I think that there were some other spots they could go, but I don't know if Price is the type of player who can play in front of Cam Newton. That's my only concern.
Why? What makes you think that?
I just don't know if he doesn't seem athletically sound enough side to side.
Who was the Ohio State quarterback?
JT
Barrett.
Yeah.
He was a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah, but it's not like you see a bunch on tape of him keeping plays alive. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I just feel like they could address the position a little bit better.
I hate you, Tim.
It's fine. Josh?
I'm cool with the pick. It fills a need. You don't know if he's going to be back or not, so you're going to have to draft somebody. Billy Price, like you said, can play all across that offensive line. So
I feel like they could get a very similar player with their second-round pick.
Who else would you have taken at that spot?
Honestly, I think a wide receiver. Go playmaker, in my opinion. Get Cam a big body wide receiver.
Yeah, for me, wide receivers 2 through 15 are so freaking close. That's why I went offensive lineman there. There's Billy Price, the top 3 interior offensive lineman for me.
But
24
is a steal.
But
the second guard taken is that much better?
It's a third guard.
Oh, I'm sorry, third guard taken is that much better?
Yeah, wide receiver is so close.
So is guard. So was the guard position.
Are there 10-plus starting guards in this draft? I don't think so.
There's probably 7 or 8.
10.
I said that there were probably 7 or 8.
Okay.
My point is, with their second pick, we can argue about it all day. We don't agree. I'm going to move on to the number 25 pick.
Tennessee
Titans are going to select edge rusher Duke Ejiofor from Wake Forest.
Terrible.
I know you hated it.
Chama's going to tear up every pick.
That's fine.
You have odd now.
That's fine. I don't really see why you hate it. I was, you know, he was one of those guys that I watched on film, was much, you know, much better than I thought he was going to be. Has a great swim move, great speed to the outside. He plays, but go ahead, Tom. I want to hear it. I want to hear the tearing apart.
I believe Tennessee is still going to be playing a 3-4, and I don't think Duke's a 3-4 outside backer. I think he's primarily should be used at a 4-3 backer, or at a 4-3 D lineman, defensive end.
You think he has to have his hand in the ground?
He should, yes. Oh. And right now I have him being taken third round. I think this is a complete reach. He's probably my number 7 edge defender in this class right now. That's just, they definitely need an edge defender, and we kind of went through the top 3 already, but I just think it's a total reach. If Tennessee did this draft day, I would be so happy.
When you see his...
He's a good prospect. Don't get me wrong.
His size, his build, and what he does best, I believe translates perfectly to the outside linebacker position in a 3-4 defense.
You're crazy.
Josh, any thoughts?
No, not really.
All right, Josh is going to nod his head and bite his tongue for the rest
of the
show.
Duke will not be taken in the first round. It's a fact.
Yeah, I don't have him in the first round.
Who did the Titans take at corner last year in the first round?
Adoree' Jackson. Yep.
And we also said he would not be taken in the first round last year.
I liked Adoree' Jackson.
There was a lot of talk of him going in the first round.
And numerous cornerbacks above him.
Tim, I didn't have him going. We can make a bet right now, if you're so confident. Will Duke be drafted in the first round of the NFL draft? We'll do a dollar bet. I say no, you say yes. Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
And then in your final mock draft as well, you have to put him in your first round.
Well, I might not. Who knows what I was going to do at the combine? Who knows? It's early yet, huh?
He's going to run a 4.82.
We'll see.
All right, moving on. We have the pick number 26, the Atlanta Falcons, on the clock. And I don't know how you guys felt about this pick here, but
know who you were picking.
I went with D-line Maurice Hurst out of Michigan. And I thought you guys might have thought I was kind of crazy for this pick, but honestly, I saw the way that the Falcons' defensive line was at the end of the year. And I thought they were not looking that great. And Hurst, again, is one of those guys that can play D-tackle. He can play D-end. He can kind of play all across the board on the defensive lines. I think it'd be an added upgrade to that line. And I think that was one of their biggest needs.
I like Mo Hurst. Complete liability in the run game in my eyes. But when you just have him in a one-gap system where you just expect him to shoot one gap and try to create interior pressure, that's what this guy does best. Some people are comparing him to Aaron Donald, which I think is a little crazy, but he's got a little bit of that in his game. He's kind of an undersized interior defensive lineman, but I will be shocked if he's not taken in the first round of the NFL draft. He's got that kind of potential and was pretty productive at Michigan. Been coached in a pro-style defense as well. I like Mo Hurst.
My least favorite part of mock season is the comparisons. Like, you know, okay, he's compared to Aaron Donald. Well, I might as well compare it to Josh Donald. I mean, come on. Aaron Donald is the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. I get it, but I hate the comparisons there. I love this pick. Probably my favorite pick of yours, Josh, in all honesty. Put him on Atlanta, what they have there already.
You know what's crazy? A lot of, the Twitter, the draft Twitter community. Like, everyone bitches, like, I don't like comparing people. But the people that have been in pro systems says every player has a pro comparison in the NFL. Like, in the Bears, every player that they are scouting, they put a pro comparison next to them. That's why all the Twitter scouts do the same thing. It's interesting, because I don't like it as well either, Tim.
But
there's a reason behind it.
Here's the difference, in my opinion. I have no doubt that all scouts and everything have the pro comparison there. What I do doubt is all of these experts, quote unquote, their pro comparisons are always to the extreme highs.
Yeah.
For the most part. And it's to play into the casual fan.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. That's where my problem comes in. I have no doubt that they say, hey, you know what? This guy could be like Jarrell Freeman as a linebacker on the Bears. You know, defensive tackle, whatever. He could, you know, end up being the who was the kid from Alabama last year that dropped at D tackle?
Jonathan Allen.
He could be a Jonathan Allen of this draft. You know, a steal at that position. I have no doubt that happens. But don't tell me every guy is going to be taken 21st, and we have him being the next Aaron Donald. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't.
With the 27th overall selection, the New Orleans Saints select Rashawn Evans, linebacker from Bama. Bama just continues to produce first-round caliber linebackers. That's what Rashawn Evans is. He grew a lot in his junior year for Bama. He was really raw last year and really didn't stand out. And this year, completely different players. It appears his football IQ has gotten tremendously better. Isn't just guessing out there. He's a big-time hitter, causes a ton of turnovers, and he could definitely rush the passer. You see him embarrass multiple running backs attempting to block him, and I'm a big-time fan of his, and I'll be shocked if he's not taking the first round this year. I really like watching this linebacking group and this linebacking draft class overall.
Yeah, Rashawn's grown on me quite a bit, in all honesty. It's hard for me to say that because I hate Alabama. Just very tough to watch. But like you said, the dude is he's great at getting off the block. That's
yep.
kind of the biggest thing that I saw of him. Great at plays that are extended by the quarterbacks making a play or the quarterback's getting outside of the pocket. He's great at sticking with it. He's got that sideline to sideline speed. Not your prototypical, 4-3 linebacker, but I think in a 3-4 system, sign me up. I think he's got potential to be a stud. Like, love the pick.
Yeah, very good player, and adding another player to a defense that is kind of turning their team around, or their defense around.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, we could talk about how crappy their team was because it was laughable. Every game that I watched, they were just letting up points left and right. So adding another linebacker such as Evans there, I'm fine with that.
With the number 28 overall pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to go with the savage safety, Ronnie Harrison, again, from Alabama. Dude is fantastic. I don't know what else to say. It seems like all of his tapes were him coming from the backside underneath and knocking the ball away. Great at not necessarily the purest of, pass defenders, but good at getting in tight, getting in physical, and knocking the ball away. It reminds me a lot of, obviously it's a different position, but physicality-wise, reminded me a lot of Marlon Humphrey. So,
yeah, Ronnie Harrison, different. Pittsburgh needs a safety. I don't want to say needs a safety. Do they absolutely need one? I think it's a need.
Yeah, it's a need.
But I don't think it's...
I think with all of their needs, he's the best player available.
I think, honestly, with the injury to Shazier, I think if we saw maybe Evans drop one more spot, that may have been a pick for Rashawn Evans there.
Yeah.
Harold Landry may have been a consideration. He's still on the board.
I thought about Harold Landry.
And then, Sam Hubbard may have been a thought. But there's really no true linebacker from Pittsburgh, like, at that spot from there on out that I would have felt super comfortable with. So I can see where you're coming from.
I just think they went with, what, T.J. Ward last year?
Yeah. Right?
They take T.J. Ward as Watt. T.J. Watt, I'm sorry. T.J. Watt at that outside linebacker position last year. Ronnie Harrison, last year I talked about it at length, but kind of the attitude, the mentality of the team, Ronnie Harrison fits in as a Pittsburgh Steeler immediately. His attitude, his swagger, and his physicality, he looks like a Pittsburgh Steeler to me. And like I said, his underside ability to knock the ball out of his opponent's hands, not to mention his... his ball hawking capabilities as well. I just think he is he has all the potential to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Pick number 29, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I kind of went a couple different ways here, guys. I thought about wide receiver, but with the tag being thrown on AR-15, I kind of decided against it. And I could have went to the defensive side of the ball. But we all know that the Jacksonville Jaguars are pretty stout on the defensive side. So I went ahead and went offensive line, who did play pretty well last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I went offensive line, Willie Hernandez here. And my big reason why is we did see a couple injuries last year. And with that as well, the two guards that were flipping in and out there, they gave up 5 sacks between them and a total of about 30 penalty yards or sack yards overall. Some holding penalties, some sacks. I don't know. I feel like throwing Willie Hernandez in there, I just like it.
Josh, do you know what happened to the last person I called Will Hernandez Willie?
No.
He chokeslammed them through like 8 tables in the 4th grade. Dude's a complete monster, close to 340 pounds. He's the definition of a mauling guard. Just completely knocks people's dicks in the dirt. He fits that Jacksonville
you got
type
a dick,
of,
it's going in the dirt.
He fits that Jacksonville mantra, what they're trying to establish there. They want to be big, physical, and smash mouth. And that's what Will Hernandez is out of UTEP. Absolutely love him as a prospect. I don't know if he's going to go in the first round. We have had a lot of guards and offensive linemen in general go in this draft. But I would absolutely love this selection for them.
Will Hernandez is the Bill Romanowski of this year's offensive line prospects. He believes that it's 1994 with his high shoulder pads, mean mug. Awesome. He is. You hit the nail on the head, Tom. He is looking to knock your dick in the dirt. I think that he wants to kill somebody. I have no doubt in my mind that he would if he could. Scary individual. At first, Josh, I was kind of meh about the pick, thinking, hey, does this help Jacksonville get past where they were this year? Does this put them, you know, potentially in the Super Bowl? I don't think necessarily, but offensive line position, it's always fantastic to have a great rotation. And someone like Big Willie Style Hernandez, great addition to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So congratulations to Mr. Dick in the Dirt.
With the 30th overall selection, the Minnesota Vikings select center James Daniels. Yeah, right now, center is not the biggest need for them, but they drafted Pat Elflein last year, who played a lot of guard in college as well. With this selection, they would be moving Pat Elflein over to guard, put James Daniels, who is, in my opinion, the best center in this draft class. From Iowa, you know he's well-coached. Played against some big-time defenses in the Big Ten, and I think that would help that offense out in general, solidifying the interior of that offensive line.
I absolutely despise this pick.
You're dumb.
I despise it.
Remember, this is where we did slate, what's his face?
Kirk Cousins.
You have someone.
They need two guards right now.
You have someone, fair enough, but you have someone in Elflein who dealt with all of the first half of the season last year. You have a rookie center, and he deals with all of it. He has no problem. It was seamless throughout, no matter who the quarterback was. Seamless, right? And now you're saying, hey, great job, Rook. You went out there and did everything that we asked. You were an above-average center, but now we're going to draft a rookie to move you to guard? Absolutely not. It makes no sense.
Why wouldn't he want to be moved to guard? On average, guards are paid more.
James Daniels play guard if need be?
He probably could, but he primarily played center at Iowa.
If you're looking for a guard, then draft a guard.
Who's a better guard available right now?
In my opinion. You're telling me that some guy who was your starting center last year, he was a starting center his last 2 years of college?
Yeah.
I believe so. He hasn't played guard in over 3 years, that now he is a better solution than someone else, than taking a rookie guard who you take the most pro ready guard right now over and then have a rookie center. It doesn't make sense.
Took the best offensive lineman on the board, who was James Daniels.
I completely disagree with you. Shocking, I know.
Like normal.
With the number 31 pick in the draft, the New England Patriots select Harold Landry. This is a guy who I think is extremely underrated. I think that there's a good shot that Landry is drafted before this.
He should have went to Tennessee.
Yeah. Who had that pick? Oh, you. It was me. you know, obviously being a BC guy, being a little bit undersized, people may think, you know, why is he being drafted as an edge rusher in the first round? This would be a fantastic. If he fell to the New England Patriots, they would just be absolutely thrilled. Dude's a beast. Dude's dominated. So I like Harold Landry a lot.
His 2017 tape wasn't the greatest. It was banged up quite a bit. Yep. But 2016 tape, I think he had 16 sacks that season. So he definitely has the ability. He's got great bend. Complete liability in the run game. That's the only reason I don't think this pick might be super realistic. New England likes their edge rushers to be equally effective against the run and at rushing the passer. But Landry, I think he's one hell of a prospect. I don't think he lasts it to 31. I think he's going to test very well at the combine, and I like him. He might be the second best edge rusher in this draft class.
Big words.
The only pick I liked of yours, Tim. Congratulations. No, I'm just joking.
Kind of.
Harold Landry there makes tons of sense. New England's getting one of their defensive edge rushers back from last year from IR as well. So adding Harold Landry with another almost pretty much rookie coming back.
Jarvis's brother.
No.
It makes a lot of sense. So I don't hate it, Tim. It's okay. Moving on, final pick of our mock draft, round number one, the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And I went offensive tackle, Colton Miller.
Colton with the K.
And I didn't know how you guys were going to take this because, I mean, realistically, you look at the Eagles' offensive line, played really well last year. The whole offensive line did. But Jason Peters did go down at the end of the year. Now they do have Helapatuli-Ati. How do you say that name?
I have no idea.
Vitali? Yeah. Is that it? I don't know. He played well.
God bless you.
But at the same time, I think that Colton Miller is an upgrade. And even if Jason Peters does come back 100% healthy, which is going to be very hard for him to do.
He's also 36.
Exactly. Guys. So I think this year, Colton Miller, perfect pluck and play.
Guys, we're, let's see here, we're 3 weeks since the Super Bowl happened, almost four. I still have no idea how the Eagles won a championship.
Best offensive line, best defensive line in football.
I know. I shouldn't say I don't know how. I guess just seeing I'm still kind of in shock.
God willed it.
That they won it.
Frank Reich.
I'm just looking at the... Yeah, you
Nick
wish.
Foles prayed. God answered.
Where do they go here? I don't think they'll go offensive line, in all honesty. I think this might be a situation similar where they try to trade back, pick up a couple of second, third, fourth round picks, whatever it may be. Because, like you said, I don't think the offensive line's there, especially with when Carson Wentz comes back next year. It's just not going to happen. Maybe they end up going because the only running back, well, they're going to have two running backs. So, no, they won't go running back. Josh, I can't hate on it because I don't know what else they would do. I don't envy you having to make this.
Yeah, I mean, you could say linebacker, you could say corner. You could even say running back if you don't believe that LeGarrette Blount is going to come back and he's
a free agent.
Don't they have a, who did they draft, what corner did they draft last year that got hurt? Didn't they draft the corner they got?
They did.
Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones. So that's like a number one draft
pick
as well.
And they did trade for Jay Ajayi, but we don't know if he's the answer or not.
No, he's not, but he has to be their answer.
Corey Clement.
The Eagles are missing, I believe, two picks. They don't have a second-round pick, so I would be really shocked if they don't trade out of the 32nd pick.
Could you see a wide receiver here?
No.
I could.
The only wide receiver they would take is the wide receiver they already have.
What the
fuck is that?
They're going to take Sutton, and he's Alshon Jeffery.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
I could see them take a Christian Kirk.
Oh, my God.
I could.
Kirk is not a first-round wide receiver.
Oh, I agree. There's no wide receiver with a first-round wide receiver.
He's barely a second-round wide receiver.
I don't hate the pick of a tackle, though. They definitely need to address that position. If they stay at 32, I'd probably bet money that it was an offensive tackle. It probably wouldn't be Colton Miller. I like Okafor. I like Jamarco Jones better. But can't really go wrong on it. They have drafted those athletic tackles before. Look at Lane Johnson. Dude's he should be a tight end. Probably burn most corners.
You can tell. Well, we knew going into this, we were trying to debate, how long should we do a full show for the two rounds, whatever. You can tell that we're all in full draft mode now. We just went through one round. It probably, what, is that 90 minutes, Josh?
Almost.
Yeah, it's probably close to 90 minutes.
Hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah,
I pushed you guys along.
Yeah, for sure. Those first eight picks took us 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like,
it is up. We are in draft mode, boys. I am extremely excited. I am very excited that you guys didn't go full jackass, take a dumbass first-round pick. So I actually got to participate in this full two-round. We're going seven. Next week, we start at four and go till midnight. Seven rounds in the draft. Let's do it.
So
live! Facebook live!
We'll run this a couple more minutes real quick. What is the...
what the fuck was that?
Is that my Alexa over there? I brought it down here.
What the fuck you bring Alexa down for?
Don't talk about it. What was your favorite pick? What was your least favorite pick?
Let's see.
I think your least was De'Ron Payne, right?
Or Duke for Tennessee. Duke. My favorite pick was probably...
Can't be your own, dickhole.
Oh.
My favorite pick, I will say to Josh, who I hate, Vita Vey to the Chargers. If they did it, it just makes too much sense. Also, Josh, my least favorite pick, the Detroit Lions taking Darius Geis.
My favorite might have been Derwin to Washington. I think it's good value. I think eventually he'll be a top 10 selection.
Glorious.
Just trying to be nice to Tim.
Understand. What's your least favorite pick? Also Tim.
Yeah, it was also Tim.
Yeah, if Rosen falls to 11 to Miami, it has to be my favorite pick.
I'm going to scratch my least favorite. My new least favorite pick is Saquon Barkley to the Giants.
Whatever. I like that pick.
Hate it.
How do you hate it? They have no running back, no running game whatsoever.
Because of how deep the pool is. Who they get with their second round pick.
Who's clearly the best running back in
that
transcendent
you cannot
talent.
Compare a goddamn orange to a tangerine.
Josh,
that's what you're doing right now.
If you're trying to compare an armadillo to a giraffe, that's your goddamn problem, okay?
It's like you're comparing Wakanda to the United States. Wakanda is definitely greater. Best country ever.
Anyway, this is going down the path. It's going to get us into a lot of trouble. Josh, end the goddamn show. Alexa, play my music.
All right, everybody. That's all we have for you this time. Hope you guys enjoyed our round one of the 2018 NFL Draft. And be on the lookout for round two coming out very shortly for Tom and Tim and myself. We are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony underscore Keg underscore Tom, and at Fight Talk Tim. And as always, you guys can email us ponykicksports@gmail.com. So until next time,
peace!